You don't appreciate the joy of simply bending at the knees until you can't. Same goes for doing a little hip shake or swinging a golf club. At O'Connor Hospital, we get it. And as the Valley's first hospital to earn the Joint Commission's Center of Excellence for Hip and Knee Replacement, we're devoted to Twistology, which is our word for getting our patients back to taking the stairs, lifting grandkids, and celebrating birdies. O'Connor Hospital, your community hospital. OCH.SCCGov.org.
Go talk about Michigan at Wisconsin Saturday at noon in Madison. Number 11 versus number 13. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider on the Huge Radio Network, is standing by live on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health guest line. And Chris, I'm starting to get pumped up for this game on Saturday.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy. Biggest test of the year, finally, and it's going to be a big one. This is a place where they haven't won since 2001, and we're going to finally find out what Michigan is made of. And the players last night that we interviewed, Shea Patterson and Ben Bredesen the previous day and Josh Metellus, they say they all want to make a statement here. And that statement is, hey, we can win on the road and we're going to be Big Ten contenders here. So I don't think it's a must-win game from that sense. We've seen teams like Michigan's last year losing to Notre Dame on the road and coming back and winning 10 on a row before losing to Ohio State. But would certainly help get them off to a good start in Big Ten play and would really get that monkey off their back in terms of getting a big road win.
And I just want to see some of that speed and space, because I really think that could be a huge factor in Michigan winning big games this year, which start on Saturday at Wisconsin. And, you know, Patterson says he's healthy from the oblique injury that you talked about Monday on the show, and executing the offense, the turnovers that kind of kill momentum. They just need to get that offense on the same page if they want to win at Camp Randall.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And would be nice to have Donovan Peoples-Jones back too, Michigan's receiver, junior, but he's questionable still. Got an ankle sprain from what we understand. But they've got plenty of receivers, and there's a rumor out there that Zach Charbonnet is hurt. That's just a rumor at this point. We haven't heard anybody confirming that, anybody credible. And folks we've talked to have kind of said, where is that even coming from? So I will say this, that Michigan has been very tight-lipped on injuries this year, and there's been a lot of conflicting information out there, but we don't think that one's true, and they're definitely going to need him for Saturday. But the big thing, Bill, is stopping Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin's running back, and scoring some points. They can't turn the ball over. If they turn the ball over, then we're talking about a Wisconsin win, and almost certainly, in my opinion.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider on the Huge Show across Michigan. He's joining us live here on this MHSAA Wednesday. Chris, Braylon Edwards, I shared the story where he says Michigan is light years behind Ohio State. How would you respond to that comment from the former Michigan wide receiver?
I take everything Braylon says with a grain of salt for the most part. He opens his mouth a little bit too much and really has for a long time. And I like the guy. I don't know him very well personally. I just know that he seems to get under the skin of the Michigan fan base more than anything and anybody. And at the same time, you know what? We'll find out. And there's no question that Ohio State has owned this rivalry for the last 15 years, so just like Michigan owned it probably for the 10 or the 12 before that. So, but the athletes that Ohio State's throwing out there and the way that they're winning right now, they're humming along. There's no doubt about it. And give credit to Ryan Day for continuing what Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer established there. They're getting great recruits. They look faster than anybody in the Big Ten. You want to talk about speed and space, watch that offense. And granted, they haven't played anybody really tough yet either, so we'll find out more about them. But it certainly seems to me that they are the cream of the crop in the Big Ten. Wisconsin's up there too, and we'll find out this week if Michigan's among those. If they get a big road win here, then I think that you'd have to put Michigan in there as a potential contender.
One note on that speed and space and the visual on the speed of Ohio State offensively and defensively. I would think Michigan's recruited a lot of the similar athletes. Why don't we get that visual when we look at Michigan offensively and defensively?
Yeah, they don't have – I say ding defensively they do. If you will look at Ohio State last year, for example, giving up 50 points to Purdue and Maryland, I believe it was. And I think Michigan's got a lot of speed, and I think we've seen that over the years. And their defenses have played extremely well. And there are a few positions only where they've been exploited, and one of them was at cornerback. and last year, and Ohio State took advantage of that. They were one of the teams on the schedule that could take advantage of that. Brandon Watson had his hands full with the Ohio State receivers, and we'll see how it holds up this year. But they have recruited speed at a few positions, the skill positions that really is much better than Michigan's at this point, if we're being honest. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be a game changer and what determines the game. You look at Michigan State, they've had some success against Ohio State over the past few years. Penn State has too, without having that same amount of speed. So just a matter of bringing your A game when you play the Buckeyes to have a chance.
Yeah, and they've had speed, like you said, in defense with Bush and Winovich, and they, you know, Ambry Thomas right now in the secondary coming back from colitis. I get that. It's just the visual on how fast the tempo is offensively and defensively, especially for the Ohio State defense this year. I know they haven't played anybody with Florida Atlantic, Cincinnati, and Indiana, but they look so much faster than they did a year ago. And even Urban Meyer said Michigan needs to get that offense going. I think my speed visual is more on the offensive side of the ball. We'll see Saturday at noon. Chris, we'll talk on Friday, and I'll get your prediction as you travel to Madison for the Wolverines and the Badgers.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Billy.